A stranger entered the Pasadena shop at midday. He wore a sharp, expensive suit and looked around the space with a keen interest. "I have heard quite a lot about your iron work," he said to Robert, adjusting his gold watch. "I have a truly custom project that I think you might be able to handle." Virginia stood quite close by, her senses alert and sharp. "What is the nature of the project, sir?" she asked, her voice professional and calm. The man gestured to the open air. "A set of large iron gates for a historical estate in the city. The detail must be absolutely perfect to match the period style." Robert looked at the man, measuring his intentions. "We specialize in period iron work," he said, keeping his tone steady. "We would need to see the blueprints first." The man nodded and pulled a folded document from his coat pocket. He laid it out on the bench. Virginia leaned in, her eyes scanning the complex curves and the ornate patterns. It was the kind of job that would define their shop. "This is very detailed," she noted. "But it is within our capabilities." The man smiled, pleased. "I expected no less from the reputation you have." They spent the next 20 minutes discussing the timeline and the specific finishes the client wanted. The stakes were high, but they felt prepared. Robert looked at Virginia, and he saw the fire in her eyes. "We can do this," he said to the man. "We will have a quote for you by Monday." The visitor shook their hands firmly and left the shop. They stood in the silence that followed. "This is it," Virginia said, her voice filled with wonder. "Our chance." "We will make it count," Robert said, folding the blueprints with care. They knew it would be a test of their new skills. Pasadena was waiting.